Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And you're in your hometown Heartless
t-shirt.
Yes,
I am.
Nice.
I thought I would represent.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
Okay, it is hump day. We made it to Wednesday.
We did.
We have 1 week left of April. One more Rockstar book after this one.
April is never ending.
Well, there are 5 Wednesdays in April.
Well, there's a lot of just April this year.
There is. Well, and I have some big thoughts on this book. So let's just dive on in. So this week, our review in Rockstar April is Of Heartbreak and Harmony by Britt Benson. Who wants to tell us all the things?
I can do it.
Okay.
Okay. So
don't
this
sound
book was
like
released...
so unexcited about it. Be like, I
well,
can
almost like
do
she's
it.
Gotta do it because she's like writing.
He's typing in there right now.
The pop wasn't in there. I had to put the pop in.
Oh, sorry, I forgot the pop.
It's okay. Anyway, so it was released August 16th, 2024. The tropes are Rockstar, Second Chance, Fake Relationship, Close Proximity, and Damaged Main Characters. It is the part of the Hometown Heartless series. It is a series of interconnected standalones. It's told in dual first person. The put out percentage is 30 or 53%, but it does happen in a flashback. And then I don't remember what the, like, present time was. The audio narrators, if you do the audiobook, is duet style, which are Cella Hunter and Stephen Dexter, who I love Stephen Dexter, but and it is available in Kindle Unlimited, and it is an Audible exclusive. Content trigger warnings, there is a lot of talk about drug use and those sorts of things, so if that's an issue for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Britt has a full list of content warnings on her website. You can go over there and look at them. I didn't do the audio. Couple of reasons. I hate duet style. Sometimes I can muscle through.
But well, it depends on the narrators, though.
But I'm not a huge Stella Hunter fan. And so I decided to eyeball this. And I want to be really real and really honest with our listeners. I made it to 65% and then I Leah'd it.
Can I just say the fact that we're using that as a verb now?
Right.
I will also be honest. I skipped every chapter that was a flashback because they were fucking annoying.
That's fair.
There were too many.
There were too many.
Well, there was nothing happening in the flashback.
Yeah, right.
And we only got her point of view.
There was a lot not happening in a lot of the book.
The book was 120 pages too long.
Yeah.
Well, the part that Becky did not read was when everything happened.
Yeah.
Well, I just couldn't anymore, you guys.
Well, and I will fully admit that I skipped a chunk in the middle because I got bored. And I don't feel like I missed anything.
Okay, so this is going to be a fun review tonight. And I actually did talk to Jenny earlier today because... First of all, we both loved the first book in this series.
Yeah, Between Never and Forever.
We loved it. And this book, I was excited for it. I really did see potential for Torin. It definitely sophomore. It book two slumped. Sophomore slumped.
Yeah, I would agree.
See, I like this one better than the first one.
You did.
I don't like Savannah or Levi, either one. I liked that book. I thought it was well done, but I didn't like either one of them. I liked Torin and Callie.
I did not read book one, so I have nothing to compare it to, but I really was not a fan.
I mean, I didn't like, there were too many flashbacks or whatever, but just for me personally, like character wise, like I liked Torin and Callie better.
Okay.
I think that he had a decent character arc and growth, but it just took so long to get there.
Yeah. So let's talk about Torin a little bit. The broody, he is the stereotypical damaged broody rock star with the mysterious past.
Yeah.
But it's, no.
What were you going to say?
Say it.
Okay. So in the first book, we learn about this. Like, his brother Sean was also in the band.
Right.
Okay.
They made a group decision, like, he's done, he's too much, like, which I'm not really sure how they came to that decision. They were all on drugs and not really with it, but apparently this guy's at a next level. So he gets kicked out and ends up in prison. And that becomes like a major part of the plot line further in the book.
It does,
So, that's why his, like, relationship with his family is on the outs. Like, his mom and brother see him as, like, choosing the band over family.
Yeah. So, what was it, Amanda, for you with Torin that you really liked? Because one of my struggles with him was he just was so freaking broody and closed off, and I think that it diminished the chemistry between them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was just, I read that right after Lilac.
Oh, well.
Like, I went like immediately to it. I was like, oh, this is so much better.
Yeah.
Fair. Well, and there there is a threesome in this book. So like, there's more than. Yeah.
Okay, can we talk about that real? Can we talk about the threesome real quick? It was stupid. Yeah. It made no sense. It wasn't needed. I don't think it added any development to the characters or the story. It didn't help their chemistry. Amanda, do you think differently?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't mind it, but it didn't add anything. Like, it wasn't, I didn't hate it. I'm still very much, like, last week when I was reading, I was still very much just, like, in a very mellow mood about things that I was reading. Not so much this week, so anyway.
Well, and that's where the pop happens in present day.
Yes.
Like, they don't have sex together with, like, without just the two of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably my biggest problem with that.
But I think it was forced, like, that whole aspect of it, because I didn't think it seemed genuine, and it was like...
Yeah, it was not needed. It was...
I didn't like it.
So... their chemistry, and maybe it's because of how I read the book. And I should say that eyeball reading after editing all day can be a challenge for me. So I really have to focus in, and my eyes do get tired, but I struggled a lot with the chemistry between them. And then there's that threesome, and it didn't help their chemistry. And I will say, every flashback I was thrown completely out of the book. And I'm so over flashbacks. I mean, I can't read Ashley Muniz, because every book that sister does is, you know, half the book is a flashback. Why can't we write stories in present day? Why can't you give me a second chance romance in a present day setting?
I think this book you could have incorporated the stuff that was in the flashbacks without the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Or we could have had a prologue.
Well, but the thing is, I like the prologue. Like, I really like the setup of this book. Like, she hooked me in. Like, I was super excited. And then, like, as you go, like, you get those flashbacks and it throws you out. Like, she could have done like a part one, or like, in like, have the prologue and then a part one, like, where they meet, and have like two or three chapters of like the art festival or the music festival itself, and then dive into the story itself. I think the setup of this book really hindered the storyline. So the prologue was awesome. I was like, hot damn, this is going to be really good. Because, like,
it confused me, though, because I had read the first book and I'd forgotten what happened at the end of that book. So I was like, wait, what? And I was very confused until we got a few chapters in, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, did that happen before? Is this happening now? Where am I?
And but coming into it fresh, like, it was a really good hook.
There is a note, like, at the beginning, but it's like 4 months after the
Yeah.
first book.
Yeah, and I think I just confused myself trying to figure out like at what point they
Where
were
did it
from the
end?
last book.
Yeah. So the whole forgot her trope felt dragged out. And I'm curious really for you, Jenny, because you like your characters to have, that deep, meaningful connection. And the way this he forgot her stuff dragged out, you never get that with these two.
I would agree, you don't. And that was why I say like you could have done without the flashbacks because he doesn't remember her like for quite a while. And then when he does, he says he remembers everything, but apparently he does not. When those flashbacks are only in her point of view, so you don't even know what he was like. Was he just doing like Was he being revengeful? Was he just high? Like, you have no idea.
Which I mean, you do find out at one point, but it's like almost
was
too
a,
late. It
yeah, it was a
doesn't
very
really
quick
matter at
wrap-up. We
that
could have
point.
gotten it before, yeah.
I also feel like Jonah, for his role, it was confusing, it was intrusive, it squashed the chemistry, and it took up a lot of emotional growth that could have been happening between Callie and Torin.
So this is part of my issue with the whole threesomes like thing is because he was like she pegged him as like this villain like love triangle
I thought you were
interest.
saying there was pegging, and I was like, wait, I missed pegging. I didn't see that part.
I would have texted you if I read about that.
Because you're like, she pegged him. And my head goes, what?
No,
There was pegging in this book?
the author pegged him as this villainous person who's like trying to create discourse and chaos, but then they have like that interaction, and so that's why I said it didn't feel genuine, like because none of them, like Jonah does not seem to get along with anybody at any point in this
Well,
book.
and yeah, and I think that's where it's like really important to read the first book because like he's basically the like wave maker in the band now.
But then
Well,
he
but yeah, which
basically
is
disappears as
fine.
soon as the menage is done.
Yeah, like all the animosity, all like the picking, like all of that stuff. It's like, oh, well, we're okay now because we did this. And so it just seemed, I don't know, I didn't like that part of it. Like
Well,
you can have him be that kind of character, but he has to stay continuous.
and he was also back from rehab, but like they're still like letting him drink and smoke weed, and I'm like,
Yeah, as long as it's not the hard stuff, right?
right? I'm
When
like,
they
I'm
were,
pretty
well,
sure
so
that's not how rehab works.
there was a line in there, like how they're all sober now. And then I was like, does she understand the meaning of sober? Because, like, you can be a sober person and not drink, but still, like, smoke weed. But, like, the
No,
way,
you can't be
no,
like,
you
I'm
can't.
sober if you're still
No.
drinking and smoking the
Well, yes,
marijuana.
but
You
I'm saying like
can't.
the way it came across is like none of them did anything anymore.
Mean,
And like they're all doing stuff.
that's like saying, I'm not a sex addict, but I still like rub one
Well, that
out
was in the
like
last
every
book.
hour. Do you know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah, I think
My thing
like the
is
only
there's
ones
just a
that are
lot of
sober is Savannah. Yeah.
yeah.
I just had issues with some of that too.
Okay, so can we talk about Callie for a little bit? Because
Yes.
she was the most, so much hypocrisy within her that it was frustrating. And I really hated her because she shames groupies. Yet she engages in the
She's a
exact same
total
kind of
groupie.
behavior.
She is a
Like,
total groupie.
sister, this is a pot. It is black. I'm
Here's the
just like,
kettle.
what's a pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah.
Whatever. You knew what I was getting at the
I
example.
did.
She made me crazy. And honestly, I think if she had been a better character, like, more of a Levi-esque character, or even like Red, like that strong, authoritative, like, I'm going I think I would have loved this book. But she would say
She's
one
also
thing
23.
and
Well,
dumber than
and
a
yeah,
box of
she's
rocks.
19 at
The
the
start.
festival.
She's just very immature.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the problem. But like, my thing
Okay,
was like, if
wait.
she.
I forgot how old she was. I would like to comment. Stella Hunter does not sound like a 23-year-old. She does not sell young.
I didn't listen. I don't know.
And
Anyway.
also, can we stop casting narrators as 23-year-olds when they're 40 plus? Because I don't sound like a 23-year-old.
No.
But my question, are there, and I'm just asking because I do not know this because I don't listen to that many audiobooks that are not graphic audio, but are there that many popular narrators that are in that age range?
Angela Rocha, she
Okay.
is under 40. I think she's early 30s. There's a Cassie Metcalf, she
Well,
Callie
Janine
Dalton.
Granada, actually, I think she is a little bit older, but she sounds younger.
There are definitely ones
Okay.
that sound younger. It's just like Aiden Snow, Sebastian York. They have no business voicing 20-year-olds. They do not sound 20.
No, I get it. I was just asking just because I don't
No,
listen
they're
to that
same.
much.
Are they going to be the toppest tier? But
Yeah.
no, but there's like that Paige Renfield, I think is her last name. She wears an orange hat on TikTok. She does a lot of audio. Her husband's name is PJ. They both are audiobook narrators. She sounds young.
Like that's the thing. Like there are some audio narrators, like no matter their age, like because I like there are a couple that are a little bit older, but they definitely have that young
Gotcha.
octave, young like tone to them. But
I think Kelly Dalton,
Stella.
Savannah Peachwood, they both come off as young in their voicing. I just don't feel like Stella Hunter comes off young. She has a mom voice, is what
Gotcha.
it
Yeah,
is.
and I mean, I don't listen to a lot of audiobooks, but if you're listening to this book and a person that sounds older is Callie, like, yeah, that
Well,
could
and but
be.
my thing is like the way that this character is portrayed, like they had like she was at that festival, they got signed, they got screwed out of their contract. Her mom has a stroke, so like she goes home, like partially because of the contract issue and partially because of her mom. Like, so she is they're struggling, she's working two jobs. I would think that at that point, like just your the life that she is leading would create a more mature personality and aspect to her than we got.
Well, and I think that her behaviors undermine her credibility and her empowerment as a character moving through this book. Like her immaturity, which is fine, but at some point she has to grow up, and I don't feel like she ever grew up. And Jonah is older too, right? Like he's
He's
30.
29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Torin.
or
Yeah,
Torin.
they're both 29, right?
What did
Or
I
around that
call
age, I
him?
think.
They're
Yeah.
all around like the band is all around the
They're
same
around each
age.
other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I struggled with like her empowerment. I wanted her to be stronger. I wanted more from her. And I don't know.
I think we would have saw that more if, like, because piano becomes a big thing in the second half of the book, like
Yeah.
her playing piano, like her inability to play piano at the same level after the accident.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this didn't seem that important
Yeah, I would have
until you
like,
couldn't do it.
yeah, I would have like if we'd like cut out about, a large portion of those flashbacks and had the accident happen earlier so that
Yes.
they had more to deal with post-accident, because that was a content warning and I expected it to happen much earlier than it did, and I thought it was going to be a really big part of it because it was an actual content warning.
Well, and that's the thing too. Don't you feel like there was all this emotional, rich themes, like the content warning of her inability to play music again and her accident? Like there was all these potential, like emotionally rich themes, but the execution lacked. There was the lack of chemistry, the lack of consistency, the character development was just not quite there yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it felt like she like started and like she just couldn't find her foothold, like writing the book. She couldn't find her foothold. And then when she found it, she was like, crap.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's part of the thing. Like the book, like itself, it kind of like the beginning wasn't so bad because like you get the introduction of the characters and things like that. But there was such a chunk in the middle where it kind of dragged, and it's like I think she was just like writing to get words out, but just we were just in the cyclical like spin that she didn't know where to go with it, hence throwing in the threesome and like things like that, almost for like shock value, but.
Yeah, and her author note seems to suggest that as well. Like she really struggled with this book, and I think you can
Yeah.
that.
Well, and I wonder if authors, and this is not anything personal, but I do wonder if some authors realize that self-awareness, that if you're struggling with the book, it is likely your readers are going to pick up on that. And sometimes you have to have
Well,
that moment where I'm going to just set this down then for now.
that's the thing. I would much rather, like, an author say, I'm having trouble with the book. I'm not going to write these characters right now. Set it down and give me a different, like, book. Give me a different series, like, anything, like, something that, like, you feel really good about. And then you can go back to this one. Because, I mean, every author has different ways in which their characters speak to them. And I don't feel like these characters were speaking well.
Or not loud enough, or maybe the characters, she knew them, but she didn't know them. Does that make
Yeah.
sense?
Yes.
That's actually like Callie says that about
Yeah.
Torrin.
Yeah.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah. She does. So, yes, it does make sense.
So, is there any pivotal scene in this book that you were like, wow, that was fantastic? Because there were, in between Never and Forever, there were several scenes where I was like, whoa, wow. I didn't get any whoa, wow scenes in this book.
Honestly, like my only whoa wow was like when he like finds out that he took like she took the car keys and comes across the accident. That was my only like moment. But we had got it in the prologue and then we get it again. Like she just gave us the exact same scene later, which I also didn't love, but it that's a me thing.
What about you, Amanda? Were there any like, whoa, like, wow, this is like a really great scene, or this is just that moment that you're like, oh yeah, okay.
I don't know if if they were whoa wow, but I mean, I don't know what it was. I just kind of I liked when they were faking kissing, and he kind of like leans in and they're posing for the photographers, and I feel like they had chemistry in those moments. And then I liked the part where he shows her his tattoo. They weren't like whoa wow, but I liked them.
Yeah. What about you, Jenny? Did you have any whoa wow moments in this book?
I mean, like the whole like stalker thing with Savannah, I was kind of like, I don't think it's about her. So when it came to be like his brother, I was like,
Yeah.
oh, yeah, that makes
I knew
sense.
it. I knew it was him when he went home. I was like, it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It just felt like there were a lot of missing pieces, and it didn't feel like Britt's emotional. I didn't get the emotional payoff. It didn't feel like the writing I've come to expect from a Britt
No, because
Bennison book.
any Brit book that I have read, like I always feel like a little bit emotionally like deflated, not deflated, but like
Spent.
spent. Yes, I'm emotionally spent at the end of one of her books typically. In this one, I was like, oh, it's over now.
So I would have said, so I'm coming off this book after reading, doing a brief reread of the Brittany Cherry Book
Waters.
Club book,
The
yeah,
Silent Waters.
which
Yeah. I
Silent
mean, that thing.
Waters.
Hot damn,
And I
that's
really went
emotional.
into it and I was like, oh, this is going to be another emotional, it's going to ring me out, which will be perfect because, lady problems and I could use a good cry and people are frustrating. And then it was, I was more angry at the book. Like, I wanted to lash out at them.
And I think that's the thing. Like, she's one of those authors who, like, she's typically not a bingeable author because you are so, like, rocked with like chaos after you finish it, but I did not get that. I didn't get that payoff, and I felt a little cheated.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask because I'm curious. Jenny, will you read the next book in the series, Jonah's book?
Yeah, because I was looking forward to Jonah's book before this book, so I will read the next one.
What about you, Amanda? Will you read the next book?
Oh yeah, if I'd have had time, I would have gone right into it.
Oh,
Like,
okay.
I just didn't have time.
Leah.
I'm going to because I'm really curious how she gives Claire and a redemption arc because she was horrible in the Next Life
Yeah, in that
duet.
Next Life duet, Claire is like the
She's the villain.
trashiest human
And so
ever.
like I am curious how she is going to make her a likable character. Well,
Yeah.
and also but I don't know if I can read it because I didn't like Jonah's character really at all. And the
Well,
name
maybe
kind of
they
threw me off
deserve.
because he's such a terrible
But
character.
I
So I may
wonder.
have to rename him.
Well, you can rename him, but I do
I will
wonder if his
rename him.
character is better outside of that threesome, because I really don't feel like that was consistent to who he was as a character in the first book.
Fair.
I really feel like that was done as a shock value,
That
like.
dude's got like a lot of issues and like
Yeah.
therapy Thursday. Like, you guys are only going once a month. Like, you need to bump it up.
I mean, they need to go like 2 or 3 times a
Should
week.
there be an on-staff therapist with him at all times?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That would reduce some stress for the rest of the band, too.
Probably.
Well,
Probably.
there's just a lot of toxicity all around.
Is there anything else in this book we feel like we need to talk about?
I did like her sister.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Claire's sister.
Glory.
Yeah, Floribel.
Well, and that's the one you're curious if she's going to get a book, right?
No, I asked Mabel
Oh,
is
Mabel.
the bisexual drummer
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
with pink hair. Yeah.
I don't know.
But she's in her relationship with her model, so probably not. Which is fine. Good for her. That was funny, though, like that one scene where she's like, she's still sleeping. I wore her out.
Yeah.
That's like, good for you.
Good for
But she
you.
did also say that, you know, that they weren't out, you know, allowed to come out to the public, so
Well,
she
that's
could have
true.
a story with
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I would read that.
So Jonah's book is next, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's book three.
Does it list on Amazon how many books are in the series?
I don't think so. Let me
Well, that
look.
one just came out, so yeah.
Okay.
Like
So it might still say three of
a
three.
couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think there's another one.
So maybe the drummer will get a book.
It's just these ones for now, but I could have sworn I saw something somewhere.
Okay.
Give me a second.
You tell us what you got.
Yes.
I do hope duet style goes away for audiobooks.
I don't think
Some
it's
people
going
love
to.
Here's the thing, though. Some people love duet style, so
Some
it's
people
not
are
going
stupid, but
away.
I still love them, but they need to stop it. They're ruining audiobooks for me. I have thoughts on that.
We are
Do
aware.
you
Maybe
have
I
thoughts?
do.
Tell us more, Rebecca.
Okay, Leah. Let's do our thumbs up, thumbs down while Leah figures out her own problems. She needs therapy
Don't have
Thursday.
problems.
Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down on Of Heartbreak and Harmony by Britt Benson.
I'm a sideways. If I didn't love the first book, I probably wouldn't have like made it all the way through this book, but I think she was just trying to recapture that like
Magic.
dramatic, yeah,
Yeah.
of the first book. But I will read the next book.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm gonna go thumbs sideways. I was not in the mood to read like a seriously angsty book, so I was kind of like happy that it didn't go that way. I was just very kind of ambivalent when I read that book, but I can see the problems with the story, but I liked Torin.
He is a classic
I'm
asshole, which
Yeah, I
Amanda
mean,
has a
of
type.
course, you know, that's what I love. So, I mean, honestly, like it didn't bother me because I just like it was just like it was so much better than Lilac. I was just happy to not be reading Lilac anymore.
That
is
I mean, and I'm
so
gonna read the next
fair.
book, so thumbs sideways. I mean, I can see the problems, but it didn't bother
It
me.
didn't bother you. Leah, are you a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I'm a thumb sideways too because I did not hate the book. Like I didn't like I enjoy Britt's writing overall. This definitely was not her strongest book, but it did not put me off of her writing either. I didn't There was definitely some problems with the book, and I think that having a shorter story and revamping like the way the story was told, it would have been a really strong book.
I'm a thumbs down. I still will read a Britt Benson book. But it's going to be a minute before I pick up another one. I feel like some trusts were broken here, and I really can't handle any more flashbacks. And I am very concerned that Jonah's gonna and Sam are going to be, or not Sam, Claire are going to be filled with flashbacks, and I'm going to want to like throat punch someone. And I can't. So this is a thumbs down for me. I really wish that I could convey to authors that you can give us a solid second chance kind of story by sh showing us instead of telling us
Well,
the
and also
past.
like having a conversation about like what happened in the
Yeah.
past. Like
Yeah.
do that.
It just was too
Right.
many
It's,
pages and too much for
yeah,
me.
especially since he like was not fully with it. Like she could have
Yeah.
just been like, "Hey, yo."
Yeah. Yeah, it just wasn't. Anyway, thumbs down for me. However, I did do my research and found some books that we haven't quite talked about yet that I think would be fits. So if you liked this book or wanted a little bit better of a book with some emotional angst to it, what book should people try? Does anybody have any titles they would like to share?
I have nothing this week.
This is not a
I
big
only
shock.
have one. Well, it's kind of like two in the same series because it was really all I had that wasn't already on the list.
You
I
can take
actually
any of the
think
ones off my list.
no.
Seriously, take them.
No, I had this one's good. I feel like this is a good one. Bad Luck by Jacinda Wilder. Actually,
Oh, that would be a good
oh,
one.
those are good
Yeah.
the first one. It's Corin and Tate, so it's the twins and the twins,
Yeah.
the back-to-back books with Bad Luck and Bad Mojo. And I just feel like that's a whole lot of drama because they originally go in planning to hook up the opposite way than
With
it
the
ends
other
up.
twin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you kind of get like a, you know, it's like there's a scene where they're all kind of in the same
So the
house.
first book
And
is Bad Luck, right?
yes, that's Corin
I
and Tate.
love that one.
Yeah.
Because they are so unexpected.
Yeah.
And that Bad series is so
It's
good.
just really good.
Just read it.
That was all I had.
Jenny, do you have any suggestions?
I would say Cake by Jay Bensington is like it's got the trauma piece, and there are kind of flashbacks, but they're only from his like trauma.
They're
So
from his trauma, and I think there's like a total of three, not an
yeah,
every other
it's
chapter kind of vibe.
right. And I just feel like we get kind of the like they have a much better meet cute. And then like, you know, like kind of plucking the girl out of a random place.
Yeah. So I have The Words by Ashley Jade, very rock star, very emotional. Sinners on Tour series by Olivia Cunning. It's that whole band dynamic. It's very interconnected. I have Ripple Effect by Jay Bensington because again, there's kind of that trauma bonding and
Some major trauma
some
bond.
major
Yeah.
trauma bonding. But it's done in a way that there's like deep-rooted connection and the chemistry feels real. And then they do kind of have that first act, second act kind of moment between the two of them.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And they get their therapy.
Yeah, and they get therapy. Girl with the
And it's not
Stars,
just once a month.
yeah.
Zio Axelrod, her series, The Lilies. We haven't talked about that one, but that's a really great series with
It is a good
emotions
one.
that's dealing with some trauma and past hurts and stuff like that. The favorite so far, the two, is The Girl with Stars in Her Eyes. But if you want The Female Drummer, that's the second book. The Fractured Rockstar series by L.M. Daglish. I know I'm saying that name incredibly wrong every time I say it. But it starts with an emotional beginning, and each book just builds. Pushing Daisies by Heather Young Nicholas, especially if you want that. It's something I really felt like we need more in all of these rock star books. Like, if you want that they're on tour vibe and kind of closed in together, Pushing Daisies by Heather Young Nicholas gives you that. The Falling Stars series by A.L. Jackson. Yeah. And then The Wish Upon the Star by Jacinda Wilder, if you're really looking for that emotional young characters. But check content and trigger warnings on that book, because there's a lot that happens in that book. And now that I say it, it doesn't end in an HA, does it? Oh, yes, it does. Because the HA is a little bonkers. It's a little bonkers.
I don't know.
I do. It's a little bonkers.
The Cabin is the one that doesn't end in the HA, isn't it?
It does, but just differently.
Well...
No, the star one is the cancer.
I remember now.
The heroine. Okay, I'm going to spoil this. So if you don't want to know this,
don't spoil.
Fast forward 30 seconds. The heroine has cancer and he's the rock star and they hook up. And then she gets, and they have some moments together. And then
she's dying.
She's dying.
Not just cancer, she's dying.
Right. Okay.
And then there's a miracle. They pray the cancer away. And they end up happily ever after.
Your faces. Yep.
That's why I said it's bonkers, because we prayed the cancer away. Like, she's in the hospital.
Yep, that would be a trigger warning for me.
Like, incurable.
Yep.
Stage four.
You know, people
that
have
is a
faith.
Major red flag for me.
People have faith. I try to be respectful of that.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
That's why I said bonkers.
Yep, that's like making me sick to my stomach.
Oh no, Denny. Sorry, I need like a little red flag. red flag.
Thank you for triggering Jenny tonight.
Anytime I trigger Jenny, we just need like a little red flag.
Like a little purple flag for Jenny. Yeah.
Or maybe Jenny needs the flags. Like when we're talking about something and she starts to feel triggered, she can be like, no.
Well, Bonnie says she loves you, Jenny.
Anyway, I'll buy you a set of flags, Jenny.
Okay.
You can be like an air traffic controller.
You have to have like the colors. Like, red I'm flag. In green. It's like your safe word cards.
Yes.
We'll work on the stoplight system, but colors of Jenny's cheesy.
Right.
Here we go.
So teal, purple, and pink.
Yeah.
We just have to decide which one is which.
What is the red flag?
What is red?
Teal, pink, and purple, and then a red flag.
Yeah.
And that's the big, like, stop. Yeah. Anyway, Amanda, do you need a set of flags?
I mean, just for that kind of thing, I think. I mean, just that.
I said it was bonkers. I gave warning.
I didn't know, like, that was the bonkers we were talking about.
Right,
I thought like, we were going to have like some kind of ghost story or something. Like, I, you know.
I do like a good ghost.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been okay if she came back as a ghost.
I would read that.
You know?
And the ghosts do it? How do ghosts do it?
Just one of them.
Yes, they do. They get a corporeal form. I have lots of ghosts. Yeah, I could send you some.
Interesting. Now I'm really curious about this, because I did laugh because this is on topic sort of about ghosts. Did you see Vera Valentine signing all of her Planet Oster books?
She had
like a reel and then she was sharing it on Threads, and all I was thinking is, so today I took a lunch break and I was like, I'm just going to reread this, because it was Easter and I love that book.
And Merritt. Merritt actually had a TikTok talking about it the other day.
It makes me smile. So big, that book. Anyway, because who doesn't like, you know, alien chicks that are pastel with colors?
I mean, sure. That's got to be a fun Easter read.
Right? I
mean, yeah.
Right? We all need that. Okay. I think that's it. Anything else we need to talk about?
I think we've covered it all tonight.
And then so.
Did we, though? Did we really?
Yeah, I'm good.
If not, we always have Sunday.
We do always have Sunday. So that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Of Heartbreak and Harmony by Britt Benson. We will be back Sunday night, 9 p.m., right here on the YouTube. We think we have narrowed down our topic, but this is why we never tell people our topics in advance.
I mean, we do sometimes.
When we're set.
We rarely are set, though.
Yeah.
Well, we have been more set recently, though.
Except then you and I talked today, and I was like, I'm not feeling that. I'm not vibing with that. And you're like, okay.
I know. It was the worst, because she's like, what about you? I'm like, I like none of those.
Like, we had that meeting on Friday, and I was like, oh, I really liked all those. And then I sat down today to look at them, and I'm like,
we hated
them. I don't want to do
it. I'm feeling so uninspired. And then I think, what is wrong with us?
It's the random text that Amanda got in the middle of the day of like, can we do this one?
Okay, so I do want to say this. If you are a listener and you have an episode idea, you have a trope, a microtrope, a genre, or a question you would like us to do an episode on, please message us, DM us, email us, use the contact form on our website. Whatever you have to do, put it in Discord. We are really kind of slowing down on some ideas, could use some fresh inspiration. I mean, it needs to be romance, open door specific. I don't know that we could do an episode on like closed door romances. There's nothing wrong with that, or fade to black. We just don't read enough of those to do a whole episode on those. But if you have like a topic like binge reading, or you really love a movie or a TV show like Mobland. Is anyone watching Mobland on Paramount?
Yes. Oh my God. Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Tom Hardy. Also, can we just say, like, going in this direction, he would have made a great Mr. Darcy.
Right?
He would have been a great Mr. Darcy. I was kind of mad when I heard him say that.
I think that we need a recast, right?
I would watch that.
Would you watch that? I bet he could do the hand clench. I mean, it's Tom Hardy. Anyway, so like, if you like Mobland and you would like us to do an episode, like, if you like Mobland, read these books.
I'm back in my dark era, so I can help you with that.
So anyway, if you have ideas for episodes, put them in Discord, send us an email, send us a DM, let us know, because we really could use some fresh ideas and inspiration. It might not be exactly what you tell us, but it might give us a chance, like a jumping off point where we can be like, oh, well, let's twist it up this way, which is what we try to do, right? We try to take and twist it up on its head. So yeah, if you have a topic you want us to talk about, let us know, because we could use some ideas. We're going into summer, and also it is May, almost May 1st. We are going to have summer reading in 2025. And it's going to be so good.
It's going to be real good.
I'm so excited for it. So anyway, we'll be back here Sunday night. Not sure 100% what we're talking about, but we're talking about something. And then next week is our very last Rockstar romance for this series of Sip and Discuss. I'm sure we will come back to Rockstars, because Amanda's list was not even like, was your Rockstar TBR even really touched?
No, not really. I mean, because we did two books that I've already read, and I meant to read more, but it just hasn't happened. And I have a lot more like on my Kindle. It's just
fair.
Time.
Fair,
so,
fair.
And the one we're doing next week is one of my favorites. So I will have no bad things to say.
Okay. So next week we are deep diving into Dirty Like Me by Janie Diamond. I believe it's currently available on Kindle Unlimited. Also, if you are planning on reading our May wedding reads with us, there are quite a few that are wide releases or trad pub releases that are available through libraries and Hooplas. I highly suggest that, especially the very first one that we're doing that first week, get your library hold in right now so that you can get that book. If you didn't, it was on sale a couple months ago, and I know a few of us grabbed it then. Leah didn't, but the rest of us mostly did. It's okay. It's on my Kindle, Leah.
It's on my Kindle.
My surprise face.
It's your surprise face. Anyway.
Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome. Anyway, thank you everyone for joining us for this episode. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at @BuzzingAboutRomance or on Twitter at @BuzzingRomance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.